Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. A change of seasons and a new look in the garden. Make your reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org to come out and enjoy the fall in the garden. Keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a mask while in public. When you first drive into the parking lot toward the front entrance, you'll notice the plant that makes up the hedge between the parking lot and the volunteer entrance with its lovely red-orange flowers covering the top. This is a red bauhinia, sometimes referred to as an African plume. These plants thrive in tropical climates everywhere, and in our mild climate, there are blooms on the bauhinia pretty much year-round. This plant can be pruned into a hedge or left to be a lovely rambler. There's another beautiful red bauhinia inside the garden just past the amphitheater meadow. As you walk towards the entrance, take note of the purple heart growing in the garden there. This plant is basically a vine and mostly grown for the lovely purple color of the vine itself. However, the sweet violet flowers are a nice addition to use of this plant. It's originally from Mexico, but has naturalized here easily and can be grown as a ground cover or in a hanging basket. You can find more of this intertwined with the bromeliads in the tropical garden just past the cactus collection. As noted, we are in the mid-season time when the end of summer is melding into the beginning of fall, and there are parts of the garden just being revamped to join in the procession. As you enter the garden, Palm Circle and the garden to the left against the administration building have a whole new look. Under the lovely Senegal date palms, where the springtime saw colorful African daisies, we now see beautiful colors of the coleus, sweet potato vine, agave, alocasia, and the striking white of the angel wing senecio. A wonderful change keeping in step with lovely fall colors. It may be hard to do, but if you turn your back on Palm Circle and walk to the koi pond, the giant lily turf is blooming. This plant is an evergreen perennial ground cover, but it grows to about 3 feet tall and about the same width with spears of tiny lavender blooms to add a bit of color. This is just next to the fuchsia garden, where it's always a cool walk, and many of the plants are still in a state of profuse blooming. Make sure to see the white and light purple flowers of the quasar fuchsia, the hot red and double purple flowers on the voodoo fuchsia, and the white with violet and deep blue flowers of the blue angel fuchsia. If you wander into the staghorn fern collection, around the shading seating area is a garden loaded with begonias. Some are blooming just now. However, that's not the reason to grow begonias. Take a look at the foliage. Begonias are really a fabulous plant to add some dramatic color and texture to a shady spot in your garden. The leaves can be variegated, light green to dark maroon. They can be really small to the size of a basketball. They can be rounded or spiky or anywhere in between. I'm not sure if there's another plant family with as much diversity and interest in the foliage as the begonia family. Taking the paved path to the cactus collection, take note of the tall slipper plant. This plant has grown at least 2 feet in the last year and a half and can get taller than 6 feet tall. Just on the other side of the cactus collection, past the big yucca, is a wonderful Puya mirabilis with rosette of silver greenish tooth leaves that supports the 5-foot spike of striking chartreuse bell-shaped blooms. This is the fourth member of the Puya family that I have seen blooming in our garden, and each has a very unique flower of a different striking color. And a quick heads up for garden watchers. If you walk through the Bohan and Rose Garden and down through the Garden of the Senses to the lavender field, you'll see a wonderful new path has been added to the garden. Keep your eye on this area to see what's coming next. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.